On behalf of Bethel Free Presbyterian Church here in Enniskillen, County Fermanagh, I want to thank you for viewing online with us here today. If you are a believer, I pray that you have been encouraged and blessed today through God's Word. And if you are still unsaved, I pray that even this very day will be the day of your conversion to Christ and trusting Him for salvation. In these days of crisis in our nation due to the coronavirus pandemic, I would encourage all God's people to be much in prayer regarding the situation. And pray for national repentance from sin, that people will be saved at this time. Pray for the protection of others, especially the vulnerable and those in our medical services. Pray that God would give wisdom to our government and that God in His mercy might stem the spread of this virus. Due to the spread of this virus, all regular public services in Bethel Free Presbyterian Church have now been suspended until further notice. But our ministry of God's Word continues over the internet. Therefore, I encourage you to view online each Lord's Day at 12 noon and 7 p.m. and every Tuesday at 8 p.m. And tonight, God willing, I intend to speak upon the subject, the coronavirus, what saith the Scriptures. If you require pastoral support and advice, you can phone on 028-6632-7491, or you can email me at jamesporter, that's jamesporter, at yahoo.co.uk. Thank you for joining with us here at Bethel today, and may God's blessing be your portion. Let us pray. Our gracious God and loving, eternal, heavenly Father, we gather, Lord, before Thee the Sabbath morning in the Saviour's precious and wonderful and holy name we approach unto Thee. We come to Thee, O God, upon redemption crowned. We thank Thee today for our Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ, the One who loved us, the One who gave Himself for us, a ransom for our sins upon the cross. And Father, we thank that upon that cross He offered Himself a once for all sacrifice for sin forever. And O God, we thank Thee today for that cry that went out, "It is finished." We thank Thee, Heavenly Father, for the precious blood that He shed, that blood, O God, that cleanseth us from all sin. And Father, we thank Thee today that we can rejoice when we know Christ the Savior, in the forgiveness of sins, the great hope of everlasting life, and the blessed assurance of Thy grace that is sufficient for our every need. And O God, our prayer is that Thou wilt bless us today around Thy Word, and all who would join with us online, we pray. And O God, our prayer is that Thou wilt just bless Thy Word to every heart and to every soul this very day. And we thank Thee for each and every one listening in today who is saved by Thy grace and power. And Lord, we pray that Thou wilt bless them, that Thou wilt lead them on with Yourself, that Thou wilt strengthen them in their faith. And by Thy grace and by Thy power, help us each one in these days in which we live to be bright and shining witnesses and lights, O God, for Thee. O Lord, Thou said in Thy Word that the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. And Lord, help us to be strong for Thee in these days. May we know Thee more and more. And Lord, help us, Lord, to do exploits, Lord, for Thee, to be strong in the Lord and in the power of Thy might. And Lord, for any that may be listening in today, Lord, and they're still unsaved, we pray, Lord, that Thou wilt speak to them, and that even, Lord, today, by Thy grace and power, that they might choose Christ, repent of their sins, and trust Him whom to know is life eternal. We thank Thee for the great promise of Thy Word, that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. O God, we do pray for all our families connected with us here today in Bethel Free Presbyterian Church, that Thy hand of blessing and protection, Lord, will be upon them, that Thou wilt minister to the need of every home and every family by Thy grace and by Thy power. Strengthen the saints of God. And we pray for any who might be cold at heart, give that restoring touch that comes from Thee. And for any who knows Thee not, even today, may they come and put their trust in Christ as their own and only Savior, we pray. And Father in heaven, we just pray, O God, for those that are sick and ill at this time, that Thou will touch them and strengthen them and bless them and raise them up by the power of God. Remember others who mourn and grieve. We pray that Thou will comfort their hearts, that the hand of the Lord's blessing, Lord, shall be upon them and be their portion, O God, for good. We do pray, O God, especially regarding the situation of this coronavirus, O God. And we pray, O God, that in mercy and in grace that Thou wilt intervene, that Thou, Lord, will stop the spread, O God, of this virus, we pray. And we pray, O God, for Thy protecting hand upon the vulnerable and upon those in our medical services and frontline services, Lord, at this time. We pray also, Lord, that Thou will give our government and those who rule over us great wisdom and guidance at this time. And, O God, we pray that in mercy that Thou would grant a turning back to Thee across our land and across our nation. May there be humbling of hearts from the very lowest to the highest in society, we pray. And that even, Lord, in these days in which we live, that many might turn and seek the Lord for salvation, we pray. Bless wherever Thy word is faithfully proclaimed this day, not only here in our land, but across the nations of the world. We pray for Thy protecting hand upon Thy church worldwide. Remember also our missionaries, O God, at home and abroad. We pray that Thou wilt bless them, that Thou, Lord, will be near to them at this time, that Thou wilt strengthen, O God, their hand, O God, in Thee at this time. Bless us now, we pray, to draw very near as we read Thy word, as we listen to the prayers of Thy name, as we preach Thy word, O God. We pray that Thou wilt speak to hearts, that Thou wilt bless Thy truth, and that in everything that is said and done, even, Lord, from this pulpit today, we pray that our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, would be honored and glorified, in whose name we do pray and do ask all these things. Amen. Now, our Bible reading for today is from Psalm number 31. Psalm number 31. We're turning to the book of the Psalms, Psalm number 31, beginning our reading. The verse 1 of the Psalm, just going down to the end of verse number 24. Let us hear the word of the Lord as we read it together today. Psalm 31 and the verse number 1. In Thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in Thy righteousness. Bow down Thine ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be Thou my strong rock, for an house of defence to save me. For Thou art my rock and my fortress, and therefore for Thy name's sake lead me and guide me. Pull me out of the net that they have laid privily for me, for Thou art my strength. Into Thy hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. I have hated them that regard lying vanities, but I trust in the Lord. I will be glad and rejoice in Thy mercy, for Thou hast considered my trouble. Thou hast known my soul in adversities, and hast not shut me up into the hand of the enemy. Thou hast set my feet in a large room. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. Mine eye is consumed with grief, yea, my soul and my belly. For my life is spent with grief, and my years with sighing. And my strength faileth because of mine iniquity, and my bones are consumed. I was a reproach among all mine enemies, but especially among my neighbours, and a fear to mine acquaintance. They that did see me without fled from me. I am forgotten as a dead man out of mind. I am like a broken vessel, for I have heard the slander of many. Fear was on every side. While they took counsel together against me, they devised to take away my life. But I trusted in Thee, O Lord. I said, Thou art my God. My times are in Thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of mine enemies, and from them that persecute me. Make Thy face to shine upon my servant. Save me for Thy mercy's sake. Let me not be ashamed, O Lord, for I have called upon Thee. Let the wicked be ashamed. Let them be silent in the grave. Let the lying lips be put to silence, which speak grievous things proudly and contemptuously against the rich righteous. O, how great is Thy goodness, which Thou hast laid up for them that fear Thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of man. Thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. Blessed be the Lord, for he hath showed me his marvelous kindness in a strong city. For I said in my haste, I am cut off from before thine eyes. Nevertheless, thou heardest the voice of my supplications when I cried unto thee. O love the Lord, all ye his saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. Amen, and may God bless this public reading of God's eternal and infallible word to all of our hearts. Amen. The verse I want to look at today with you around God's Word are the opening words really of Psalm 31 and the verse number 15. We'll just read those opening words of that verse again. It says, my times are in my hand. My times are in my hand. Let us just unite in a short word of prayer. For Heavenly Father, bless now our meditation upon thy word. Open our eyes to behold wondrous things out of thy law. Lord, use thy word today to the quickening, the strengthening of the saints of God. Use thy word to the conversion of the lost. And in everything we ask, that Christ would be exalted. Empty me of self and of sin. Fill me afresh with the Holy Ghost, with the power of God. Give help, wisdom, and enablement to preach thy word. For we ask it all. For Jesus' sake and glory. Amen. Now it has been said of Psalm 31 that it contains bright rays of light, but it also tells of dark shadows. And such words really depict how varied the Christian life may be. And now this was the case with the psalmist David, as well as knowing days of joy and jubilation. He also had his days of trial and adversity. And the content here of Psalm 31 shows that David was now in a time of deep distress. But in the midst of such a time, we see from this psalm that his confidence is in the Lord. In verse 1 of the psalm he says, in thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Then at the very end of the psalm, in verse 24, he says, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. all ye that hope in the Lord. And in our text today, in the words of verse number 15, he expresses that same confidence by saying of the Lord, my times are in thy hand. With such words here, David acknowledges that every detail of his life is in the hand of God. And by such a statement is worthy of the consideration of every believer, of every child of God, because their life also is in the hand of God. If you are saved today by God's grace, then, dear believer, you too can say to the Lord, with the words of David in our text, you can say to the Lord, my times are in thy hand. As we think upon these words today, I believe there's a number of very important lessons that God would want you and I to note at this particular time. I want you to notice first of all here how these words remind us that the believer's life is appointed by God. You see, whenever David here says to the Lord that my times are in thy hand, he is saying that God has appointed a sovereign plan and a sovereign purpose for his life. In other words, nothing happened by chance in his life. Even his trials and adversities were things that had been permitted by a sovereign God in his life. If we think of Job, he also makes that same acknowledgement. In Job chapter 14 and the verse number 5, there we have Job, and he's speaking to the Lord about man. And he says, his days are determined, the number of his months are with thee. Thou hast appointed his bounds that he cannot pass. And then in Job chapter 7, verse 3, Job says this. He says, wearisome nights are appointed unto me. And by those remarks and those words of Job, Job knew that even the trials of his life, those wearisome nights, had been appointed by the Lord in his sovereignty in his life. And dear child of God, this is a truth to remember in these days in which we live, that our times are something that are appointed by God. Yes, like David in the Psalm, you and I, dear believer, may be in trouble. We may be consumed with grief. For in verse number 9 of the Psalm, David says, have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. Mine eye is consumed with grief. David was going through a time of sorrow. Also, like David in the Psalm, believer, it may be a time of feeling strength for you. Look at what he says in verse 10 of the Psalm. He says, for my life is spent with grief, and my years with sighing. My strength faileth. Also, believer, like David in the Psalm, you may be one who is bearing reproach for Christ. Look at what he says in verse 11. He says, I was a reproach among all mine enemies, but especially among my neighbors. Yes, child of God, you may find yourself being slandered by others even at this time. And that was something David here experienced. Look at what he says in verse 13 of the Psalm. He says, for I have heard the slander of many. And child of God, should this be your portion today as a believer, if you're in the midst of a time of trouble and adversity, remember this, that your times are in God's hands. And God has permitted such times that you may be spiritually refined, so that you may be drawn closer to the Lord, so that you may be brought to a place of greater dependence upon the Lord. Job chapter 23 in the verse number 10. Job says there, when he have tried me, I shall come forth as gold. And Job knew there was a sovereign purpose of God in all of his trials. It was that he would come forth as gold, as a believer. And child of God, can I say, this is the purpose of God's appointments in your life. Even the trials of your life are appointed by God. Yes, these words in our text, they teach us, yes, that the believer's life is one that is appointed by God. But then secondly here, we see also that the believer's life is one that is seen by God. You see, whenever David says here in Psalm 31 verse 15 that my times are in thy hand, as he addresses the Lord, he is telling us here that his life was one that was seen by God. My, whenever an eagle soars high in the sky, looking for its prey is in full view. Likewise, the life of all of us is a life that is seen by God. In 1 Peter chapter 3 in the verse number 12, Peter says there, "For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous." And there Peter tells us how God is watching over His people. When the three Hebrew children were cast into the fiery furnace, in Daniel chapter 4 in the verse number 25, O King Nebuchadnezzar said, "Lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire. They have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God." And there we see how the Lord was with them in the fiery trial. Therefore the Lord knew their need, and He saw their need and all that concerned them at that particular time in their life. Again, the Bible tells us that whenever John the Baptist was cast into prison, in Matthew chapter 4, the verse number 12, it says, Jesus had heard that John was cast into prison. In other words, the Lord knew John's particular need and viewed and saw his particular need at that time in the prison cell. Again, in Revelation chapter 2, in the verse number 9, the Lord there is speaking to the church at Smyrna, and He says, "I know thy works and tribulation." And there we see how the Lord was aware of the labors and the works of that church in Smyrna, but also He was aware and saw the difficulties and the trials and troubles that were rolling in upon them. And the hymn writer, speaking of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, he says, "Jesus knows all about our struggles." And dear believer in Christ today, whatever state you may find yourself to be in, whatever trials you may be facing, whatever your fears are that are upon your heart and upon your mind, remember this great truth that the Lord of glory, the Lord of infinite grace, is one who sees your need. He knows all about your need. Yes, with David, you too can say to the Lord in the words of our text, that my times are in thy hand. Yes, these words, they show to you and I that our life as believers are lives that are seen by God. They are appointed by God. Something else we can say regarding this little text of Scripture, that the believer's life is also a life that is supported by God. You see, whenever David says here in our text, "My times are in thy hand," he was saying here that his life was supported and held up and sustained by the Lord. Again, speaking of Christ in the Song of Solomon, chapter 2, in the verse number 6. There the believer speaks of the Lord, and the believer says of the Lord, "His left hand is under my head." And there the believer tells of the Lord being their support. The Lord is one who holds them up. Also, you think today of Peter, when he began to sink in the Sea of Galilee. In Matthew's Gospel, chapter 14, in the verse number 31, it says, "And immediately Jesus stretched forth His hand and caught him." And there you read of the Lord Jesus holding up Peter, sustaining him and strengthening him. Think of how a teacher would hold a pencil in their hand. So, believer, you're held and you are kept, the Bible says, in the hand of the Lord. In Deuteronomy chapter 33, in the verse number 27, it says there, "The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms." And dear believer, dear child of God, this means that your salvation is eternal, it's everlasting, that the Lord will keep you unto everlasting life and glory in heaven itself. Speaking of all who are saved by God's grace, John's Gospel, chapter 10, and the verse number 28, Christ says there, "I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." What security the child of God has in the hand of Christ, especially in these days of great uncertainty. Dear friend, as you listen in today, let me say this, that if you are still unsaved, Let me make it very clear to you that if you are to be saved from a lost eternity in hell, if you are to be sure of heaven and everlasting life when you come to depart this world, if you are to know the great blessing of your sins forgiven, then now in time as a repentant sinner before God, you must look to Christ by faith. Look to Christ by faith, who died upon the cross for our sins, who rose again victorious the third day, and in doing so you must trust in Him alone with all your heart to be your own and personal Savior from sin. John's Gospel, chapter number 3, in the verse number 36, it says there, "He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life." And that's a promise for you, unsaved friend, as you listen, that if you believe on Christ as a repentant sinner and trust in Him and trust in His finished work upon the cross for your salvation, you shall be saved. You will have everlasting life. But I must also warn you that if you reject the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior and go on in your sin heedless and careless and die in your sin, your soul will be lost in hell forever. You see, the Bible says, "He that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him." If you are to escape the wrath of God in a lost eternity in hell, then now in time you need to flee to Christ and trust Him as your own and personal Savior. The Bible says, "Seek ye the Lord while He may be found, and call ye upon Him while He is near." Yes, the believer's life is supported by God, seen by God, appointed by God. But one final thought just from our text here today, in Psalm 31 and the verse number 15, we can say also that the believer's life is a life that is near to God. You see, whenever an object is in a person's hand, that object is near their body, it is near their heart. So whenever David says here to the Lord that my times are in my hand, he was saying here that the Lord was near to him, and that he was near to the Lord. And again, this is the Lord's promise to all of His redeemed children. In Psalm 31, there in verses 19 and 20 of the Psalm, David says, "O how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence." There the psalmist David speaks of the presence of the Lord with him and near his people. Again in Psalm 91 in the verse number 15, the Lord there is speaking to his people, and this is what he says. He says, "I will be with him in trouble." And here the Lord promises to be with His people in days of trouble. Again in Psalm 145 and the verse number 18, it says there, "The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon Him, to all that call upon Him in truth." Here the Lord promises to be especially near His praying people who fear Him, who call upon Him, and call upon Him in truth. Child of God, in this day of crisis, national, indeed global crisis, throughout our land and throughout the nations of the world, remember this, dear believer in Christ, that no matter what happens to you, no matter what happens around you in the world, remember this, keep this before you, that in Christ as Savior, you have, the Bible says, a friend that sticketh closer than any brother. You have one who has said, "Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Oh, remember the great promise of Christ to you, a staff for you to lean upon day by day in Hebrews 13, verse 5. And He says, "I will never leave thee, nor forsake you." What a blessing it is to be in the hands of the Lord. What a blessing to be able to say with David that our times are in the hand of God. Dear unsaved friend, today let me say this, that if you are to have the same wonderful assurance, this blessed assurance of your life, been in the hand of the Lord, been saved and been ready for heaven, and have the great assurance of the presence of the Lord with you in your life, not only in life, but but in death. And the assurance of you being present with the Lord forevermore in glory. And now in time you need to flee to Christ and trust Him as your own and personal Savior. The Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Thank you for listening. May God bless His word to your heart today. Believer in Christ, may you be encouraged in these days in which we live. If you're not saved even today, come and trust Christ, whom to know is life eternal. Let us pray. Our gracious God and loving, eternal, heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for thy presence with us around the Bible today and around the Word of God. We pray, O God, that thou would bless thy Word, thy truth to every heart. We thank you for this great confession of David, when he could say to the Lord, my times are in thy hand. And we thank thee, O God, that this is the portion of every believer in Christ today. May every child of God rejoice in this great hope that their times are in the hand of God. And that, Lord, in Christ we are safe and secure for time and for eternity. Lord, but for any that has not this assurance, today who know not the Lord as Savior, Lord, speak to them. May they come in repentance and faith and trust the Lord for salvation. And they too will know the blessed assurance of their times being in the hand of God and being saved and being ready for heaven. Answer prayer and bless thy word to every heart. For we pray and we ask all these things for Jesus' sake and for thine eternal glory. Amen.